Irvin Magic Johnson is probably the biggest thing ever to come out of Lansing. He led MSU to the NCAA basketball title in 1979 before playing on five NBA championships with the Los Angeles Lakers. His career and his life took a major turn in 1991 when he was diagnosed with HIV, the virus associated with AIDS. Now, his wife, Cookie, has written a book about the 25 years since that dramatic turn. She talked with current state Scott Pohl about it. What's it called, Scott?
Mark, it's called Believing in Magic, My Story of Love, Overcoming Adversity, and Keeping the Faith. We talked about how their family is doing today, but we started our conversation by talking about the day Irvin told her of his diagnosis.
I was home, and I was sitting with a friend about to sit down and watch the basketball game because he was about to play. And the phone rang. And as the phone rang, I'm looking at the TV, and it's him. And I'm going, wait, you should be, you know, walking on the court right now. And he said, yeah, I know, but I had to come home, and I'll tell you why when I get there. So I had to wait all those hours for him to get home to tell me what it was. And so for me, that wait was agonizing. I had no idea what was going on. So many different things went through my head. I kept saying, oh, my God, I think he wants a divorce because we had just gotten married, you know, and he had so many times, you know, backed out of it. So even though we had just gotten married, I'm like, oh, God, is he going to back out again? What's going on, you know? So everything went through my head. Finally, he gets there. He walks in the door, and he said, I'm not going to be around a bush. I have to tell you. And I was like, oh, my God, what could it be? You know, I joked, you know, like, is it AIDS or something? You know what? It couldn't be, like, anything this crazy. And he goes, yeah, I have just been diagnosed with the HIV virus that causes AIDS. And my heart just hit the floor. And it was really, I was scared. You know, I was hurt. You know, sad. And I was so shocked. I didn't even say anything. I just kept staring at him like, what? This can't be real. And then he said, you have to go to the doctor and get tested yourself. And I said, oh my God, I didn't even think about myself. What about, oh my God, me? And then I said, what about my baby? And that scared us more, both of us more than anything. And at that point is when he said, well, if you don't want to stay, I understand. I totally understand. You don't have to stay with me. And I said, no, you're crazy. I hit him and I said, I love you. I'm here to stay. And, you know, for me, I just felt that regardless of whatever happened, you know, what happened before or how we got to that point, there were two things that were facing me that day, that moment. And that is, when you heard in 1991 of somebody getting AIDS, you thought death. You knew it was a death sentence, you know? And that's the only thing that I kept crossing my mind. That was the only thing that I couldn't stop thinking about. And so I said, no way, you know, because I felt if I left him, he would have died. And I'm not going to do that to him. I'm going to stay, and I choose to stay and help him live and, you know, and keep our family together. And so from that day forward, we prayed, and that's where I gained my strength, you know, to go forward. Is I leaned on the Lord and, you know, asked the Lord to help us. And then the next day we went to the doctor to find out what was going on.
And in those days, it took more than a week to get your own diagnosis regarding HIV.
Yes. It took almost 2 weeks, yes. Again, another period of agonizing, you know, pain, like not knowing, you know, what was going on. And he was more upset than I was because he just did not want either one of us to have it, you know, me and the baby. And it took everything to push negative thoughts out of my mind. But every morning I woke up going, oh, my God, what if we die? You know, and you had to just find a way to push it out. And I would just go to the Bible and read something positive and read a scripture that says, you know, like the one I remember, the one that I always went to was, no weapons formed against me shall prosper, you know, and I would always just say that over and over to myself to throw out all those negative thoughts that were coming in until, I'm like, you have to stay patient, you have to stay, you know, calm until we at least know what the results are. And so that was really very difficult. So then we did go to the doctor, found out that I was negative, and if the mother is negative, then the baby's automatically negative. And so that was the good news for us. And then at that point, we both decided, let's educate ourselves, find out everything we need to know about this disease so that we can figure out how to beat it. And that's what we did, you know, and that's why we had a conversation with Elizabeth Glazier, who was a big AIDS advocate. She had actually gotten the disease from a blood transfusion, but she had started her own foundation, and she was doing, you know, great things with it. And we decided to go talk to her and see, because we really wanted to talk to somebody that, you know, was in a similar situation. And it was such a wonderful thing to do that, because she was such a strong, mighty little lady, just a tiny little lady, but strong. And, you know, the first thing she said is, listen, don't feel sorry for yourself. You got to get out there and fight, and you need to make an announcement. You need to, you know, save as many people as possible, because people do not realize there are other people in this world. There are heterosexuals in this world that have this disease. It's not just a gay disease. This is a disease that affects everyone, and we need to educate the world about this. And from that day on, that was our mission.
Cookie Johnson is the author of Believing in Magic, My Story of Love, Overcoming Adversity, and Keeping the Faith. For the first time, she's writing and talking about her marriage to Lansing native and basketball legend Irvin Magic Johnson. Cookie, I wanted to ask you about the press conference, that remarkable announcement when Magic told the world that he was HIV positive and retiring from the NBA.
Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers today. I just want to make clear, first of all, that I do not have the AIDS disease, because I know a lot of you want to know that, but the HIV virus. My wife is fine. She's negative, so no problem with her.
You were at that press conference, and lots of times at a time like that, when a man has a press conference to announce something that a lot of people will make a negative connotation to his personal life, people sometimes criticize the woman for being there too, standing by her man, so to speak. Did you have any hesitation about being with him at that press conference?
Yes. When he told me that he was going to do that, I tried to talk him out of it. I kept saying, you know, it's one thing that, you know, we're dealing with this, but it's another thing that the world has to, you know at the same time, because of the stigma that was out there at that time. You know, people at that time thought you couldn't touch anyone. They thought you couldn't hug anyone. You know, you couldn't be near anyone that had the disease. I was worried that people were going to treat us like lepers and that they wouldn't, you know, accept us. And so when he told me he was going to do that, it really upset me. I kept begging him not to do it. And then one day I was praying about it, and Irvin turned to me and he said, listen, this isn't about me. It's not about you. This is about saving as many people as we possibly can. This is why I have to do it. And then it just dawned on me that, you know, this was his purpose. You know, this was God's purpose for him to be out there and to be the face of this disease and to try to save as many people as possible. And then my purpose was to be there to support him. And no, I wasn't happy with it at first, but once we did it, I got it. I understood this is what needed to be done.
Cookie Johnson, tell us when you started to believe that Magic really would survive, that he would not develop AIDS, that he would be as healthy as he is today, 25 years later. When did you start thinking that way?
You know what? I had to start thinking that way every day. And I have to tell you, in the beginning, thoughts kept creeping in, like, you know, you're in denial. You know, this is not true. Look at him. He's taking his medicine. But I threw, every time that happened, I would throw that out of my head. I put one of those scriptures in my mind, and I would go forward. That's how I did it. And then I just took it each day at a time. Sometimes it had to be one moment at a time, and I just had to breathe through the moment. You know what I mean? Because sometimes, as a human being, you do get overwhelmed with these thoughts of, you're just crazy, you know, this isn't going to happen. But I had to develop a true trust for God And once I did, you know, that was probably maybe like after EJ was born and it got deeper. And then even after the situation with EJ, I had to go even deeper into the word to find peace about my son. You know, it just continues to grow. I continue to search the word. I continue to grow as a Christian. And I continue, my biggest thing that I did, I think is the most important thing, I continue to seek a one-on-one relationship with God. And how do you do that? And once I developed that, then I knew that God was going to be there for us and he would never leave us.
We see Irvin Johnson from time to time. He seems to be doing just great. You sound like you're doing just great. How are your children doing?
My children are doing great. We are all wonderful. You know, our oldest son, Andre, he's married. He's got two kids. We have wonderful grandkids. And we just, you know, that's who we spend a lot of time with. And we just love them to death. EJ's doing well. He's on the reality shows, but he's, you know, carving out his own entertainment career, and he's doing really well. And Alisa's come along. She says she's still in school. She's in the fashion at the FIT in New York. I think she's going to do something big in fashion one day, so look for her. Takes after mom. So she's in New York going to school. So everybody's doing amazing. Of course, my husband, he's wonderful, and I have to tell you, he's healthy, he's strong, you know, and I just praise God for that because he has never been sick a day since that announcement, you know, other than maybe having a little stomach ache from the first medication. But other than that, he is, you know, amazing, and so we're all doing wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Well, it seems from afar that Irvin Magic Johnson is lucky to have had you by his side all these years.
Aw, thank you.
Cookie Johnson's new book is Believing in Magic, My Story of Love, Overcoming Adversity, and Keeping the Faith. She and her husband, Irvin Magic Johnson, have been married for 25 years now, and the book recounts her story about life with the Lansing, MSU, and NBA basketball star. Cookie Johnson, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And go green!
Go white! For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.